Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon that's coming up on February 9th, 2024. So we're going to take a look at each life path number to see what energies may surface around this illumination and see how to best work with them. Of course, before we do that, just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, I would love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path 11-2. So you all are going to be working with the energies of the 12-3, as well as whale energy. So this is big, beautiful, magical energy with whale energy coming through around this new moon. But first, let's talk about the 12-3. So when this comes in through a cycle, we're really being asked to pay attention to our thoughts. What's real and what is sort of the story that the ego is making up, right? To keep us in some kind of perception of safety. And so what I mean by that is we get to decide what thoughts we hold on to, which ones we say yes to, and which ones we follow, right? So, and which ones we release. So during the cycle, this new moon and the 12-3 are helping you to pay closer attention to and be more discerning when it comes to what thoughts you choose to give life to. So in other words, if you are constantly thinking, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I'm blah, 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 whatever, right? Self-defeating thoughts. Or this person thinks this, this person thinks that, blah, blah, blah. If you're constantly giving life to that negativity, that's what you are fertilizing. That's what you're giving. That's what you're nurturing. That's what you're allowing to grow within your garden. And the 12-3 says, you know, or reminds us that we decide what grows in our garden. So when it comes to your thoughts, pay really close attention to what you keep saying to yourself, to what you believe about the world through your thoughts, and which thoughts you choose to give life to, because we get to decide that. We can't keep the thoughts from coming in, but we can certainly be discerning when it comes to the ones that we nurture and grow. So with this 12-3 energy, I think you'll see that you're constantly being redirected when it comes to having negative thoughts, right? And a good example of this is, you might have a negative thought about yourself and you might stub your toe, right? Or run into the wall or something. I don't know. It doesn't have to be that aggressive, but that sort of thing can happen. And that's sort of your higher self looking out for you. And so when something like that happens, when you stub your toe or whatever, like pay attention to the thought that you were having about yourself or about a situation. And sit with it for a moment, right? Because a lot of times when, you know, if we see a reoccurring number or if we, you know, stub our toe or something like that, it's meant to grab our attention. It's meant to make us pause and check in with ourselves and see what is it that we were thinking about? What is it that we were telling ourselves? What is it that we were overanalyzing or replaying in our mind? So it's a checkpoint. It can be a checkpoint. So use that time wisely. And be discerning with your thoughts, because if you've been giving life to certain thoughts, right, and creating certain experiences from those thoughts, this is a great energy to redirect, to try something new, to choose different thoughts to give your attention to. So this is a big, big focal point of this energy. That's why I spent so much time on it. But the other thing that's interesting with this energy, the 12-3, is that there's a lot of wisdom associated with this, right? And that also brings whale energy into the picture, because there's a tremendous amount of wisdom associated with the whale spirit. A lot of sort of awakening or aha moments can come through at this time, especially with whale energy coming through, sort of rising up or rising above situations that have been potentially very difficult. Sort of finding your serenity within the adversity. And that's also the 12-3 as well, is rising above lower vibrational situations. Not meaning that you tolerate those lower vibrational situations, but you find your own peace, your own mercy, your own serenity within those situations. So it does require inner strength, and it does require finding your own inner stability through your own sense of self. So this is big energy. Now it's a shorter cycle. It's a new moon. But really what this new moon is saying is, let's find a new way of doing this. Let's find a new way of, again, the thoughts that we choose to cling to, the thoughts that we choose to give life to, where it is that we continue to fall into the adversity as opposed to rising above it and finding our serenity, et cetera, et cetera. So you could find that even though it's a shorter cycle, it may be an intense shorter cycle where it's really trying to show you in a condensed space sort of how you are capable of doing all this. The other thing I'll say with whale energy, there's a big emphasis on mercy and grace. And what I would say is really grace with self, right? Like mercy for self, grace for self, giving yourself a break. Like if there's choices that you've made, things that you have done, stop beating yourself up about it. Stop feeling like you have to be at some certain space or place within your journey. Take that pressure off and give yourself grace. Continue to allow yourself to make the most appropriate decisions for yourself in the moment. And know that the decisions that you make in that moment are absolutely the most aligned for you in that moment. So again, give yourself grace, give yourself mercy, especially during this period of time, but also recognize where it is that you need to give yourself more grace. And then you can continue to do that moving forward when you start to beat yourself up or, you know, put too much pressure on yourself, especially as an 11-2. Like this is such beautiful guidance for this new moon, but this is really guidance that can, you know, move with you through your journey as an 11-2 for sure. The other thing is, this is an energy, the 12-3, that sort of epitomizes wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom with this energy. I know I just said that, but there is. And it can help us to unlock the wisdom that we have access to, but might be missing. And so you might also find that, because a lot of times other people see the wisdom within us or see the beauty within us or et cetera, et cetera, before we see it within ourselves. And so you may find during this period that other people are coming to you now for peace, for guidance, for sort of needing your faith in life and in themselves, right? So again, there's this energy with the three that's not only very wise, but also brings about optimism, idealism, and is not cynical. And so you may find that people are coming to you now for that optimism. And if you're falling into a cynical space, this, you know, people coming to you and you helping people through their situation can actually pull you out of that back into a space of optimism and idealism. So there's a lot, you know, jam-packed into this new moon for you all, for sure, with whale energy and the 12-3. So it has the potential to offer greater perspectives for sure in how you move through, again, mainly your thought processes, I think is going to be the emphasis here. But you may find some kind of greater shift or change in direction occurs because of sort of this new way of seeing, you know, however you're approaching your thoughts and the other things that we talked about. But that's a big emphasis. So definitely come back to your optimism, come back to your hope, your idealism. Don't let the cynicism take over. If it starts to, find a way out of it, and continue to find your own sense of serenity within the adversity while paying attention to those thoughts. All right. I hope it's a new moon. It's going to be a big one. Take care. Bye for now.